Comes a point in many lives, usually just about halfway, when the grandiose dreams of youth have to be tempered with a dose of reality. Some of us find ourselves at midlife locked into a life that's defined by the many compromises we've made along the way. It can become a sad subject, or it can take you to the place where you just have to laugh. The play Becky's New Car, now running at Manoa Valley Theater, chooses the path of comedy. Dwight Martin plays Walter in the production, and he joins us this morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Dwight. Is this sort of a, I guess, is this a bittersweet play? How does it straddle the comedy sadness line?
Well, it's very interesting because it's very contemporary, and it invites the audience to come into the story at the outset and to almost be an additional character.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us, I guess, have hopes and dreams, some of which we have attained and some of which still elude us.
Yeah.
And we always are questioning as we go through life, I guess, did I take the right path? Should I have gone in a different direction? Or in the case of this play, where an opportunity poses itself that was previously unforeseen, do you act upon that? And that really is the situation that is posed to the character named Becky Foster. She's in a sort of a ho-hum relationship. She sees herself as not doing anything particularly unique and is sort of in a middle-aged wallow.
Mm-hmm.
And she meets a gentleman who suddenly offers an opportunity for a much different kind of life. So does she step out of her own and seek something new, or does she reevaluate the opportunity that she already has? And it's told with a lot of comedy, but also a lot of heart and drama. It's a very interesting contemporary mix.
I would think just about anybody would find something to relate to in this story, but who hasn't had some disappointments, right?
I think they would. And what's particularly interesting, Stephen Dietz, the playwright, writes with quite a contemporary voice. And so just about the time we start getting quite heavy and serious and on, you know, the precipice of, you know, life-making decisions, he interjects something that's just nonsensical and crazy, and everyone gets a quick emotional release laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't go over the edge by any means. He goes down it's almost like he's going down the highway, bouncing off the curb on both sides.
Right.
One is drama, one is comedy. Just about the time you get to the edge of the road and you think, oh, I'm going to go off, he swings it right back. And so it's very refreshing. And it keeps the audience actively engaged to the very end.
Well, what you said, I like that term, an emotional release laugh, because it might be something that wouldn't necessarily have been a laugh had not there been some sadness before it, yeah?
True, very true. And it's interesting because the audiences have been responding extremely favorably. They've really been enjoying it, which is a lot of fun. And it's just refreshing, you know. It respects your intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of the story that actually takes place off stage, and so the scene work that you see done on the stage is the reaction to events which have taken place.
Talking then, about just something just happened and now we're right,
which
we're
allows
right to the reaction.
Audience member then to fill in all the details in their mind's eye.
Uh-huh.
You didn't have to be there, but you can imagine what it must have been like. And so it's always moving forward quickly. And it keeps the story moving right along and keeps it fresh and fun to the very end.
Well, that's can be, you know, if that works, that's a very courageous thing for a playwright to do, right? Move defining action off stage.
It is. Yes. Yes, but, and you know, they say in acting that acting really is reacting.
Yeah.
It's not so much what you do as an actor, it's how your character responds to what another character mm-hmm. has done. And that's kind of the way I think this play is constructed. You know, we are seeing the responses, and we are allowed as an audience to respond ourselves. And there is a lot of comedy in it. So it really is laugh out loud funny in many, many places. And it may sound like it's a woman's story because it's about a middle-aged woman, but not at all, because her family unit is herself, her husband, a 26-year-old son who hasn't yet moved out of the basement. Mm-hmm. And every character is three-dimensional. Every character has a backstory and an interesting life under themselves. And when they all merge together into this particular story, it makes it very bountiful. It's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun.
Your character is the agent of change, right? He brings about the possibility.
He does. He does. Quite by chance, his name is Walter, and quite by chance, Walter meets Becky when he has a need to buy some cars, and she works at a car dealership, and they meet quite by chance after hours, and he is a widower, and misunderstands that she's a widow, which is not the case. But through that misunderstanding, he very quickly takes a liking to her and becomes a bit infatuated with her. And so he has hope that she might fill a void in his life left from the death of his wife several years earlier. And believe it or not, there's a lot of comedy in that because, of course, the audience knows that Becky is still very much married and has a family. And so she starts leading kind of a dual identity. And will she cross that line far enough to be committed to Walter and staying with him and having a very different kind of life, a moneyed and society-based life?
Yeah.
Or does she stay with her blue-collar, good man who provides for her kind of husband and the family unit that they have?
The comfortable familiar versus the unknown.
Right.
Exciting, but still
unknown.
And
you can see where that's titillating. You know, you can see where she would be tempted. It's interesting because we've been getting live reactions from the audience where you can just feel their energy and you can hear through their responses whether that there are those who are in support of Becky going out
right.
and taking this whole new leap and so forth. And there are others who are like, no, you know. There's a point where the character of Becky and Walter kiss, and each night that earns an audible reaction, and you can tell in that reaction from the audience that there are different points of view being expressed.
Which team they're on.
Yeah, it's really quite interesting.
It sounds like a lot of fun, Dwight. Thanks
very
much for coming.
We have just five more performances, and we'd love to have people come see it because we're very proud of it. It's a lot of fun. We guarantee we'll entertain you, and it'll be thought-provoking, too.
We'll send people your way.
Good,
Dwight Martin plays Walter in the current Mono Valley Theater production of Becky's New Car, which runs through Sunday, and you can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.